Wish I could tell you. The last time I worked on Social Security, if you remember the 2004 election, George W. Bush ran on a platform of extending Social Security and solving the problem that hasn't been solved yet. I was chairman of the committee, and I knew you'd have to have a bipartisan approach to get anything through the United States Senate. So the Democrats didn't want to sit down and talk to me at that particular time. And the lead on the Democrats was a very close friend of mine. In fact, when he was chairman or I was chairman, all but two bills in 13 years got out of committee that was bipartisan. So when they didn't want to work with us early on in 2005, I thought, boy, if I can get all the Republicans on the same wavelength, then I would be able to force Democrats to the table. Out of 11 Republicans, I could only get 9 of them going in the same direction. And so everything that we worked on for the first 6 months of 2005 fell apart. And maybe if I got all Republicans together, maybe the Democrats wouldn't still come, because they said, well, you Republicans raised the issue. George W. Bush did. You solve it. Well, that isn't how you handle Social Security. You remember in 1983 when it was in the same shape, just about ready to cut benefits, Democrat Tip O'Neill got together with the Republican President Reagan, and they solved it in such a way that it got almost 100% of the votes in the United States Senate. Well, the bottom line of answering your question, that bipartisanship hasn't come together. And I've come to the conclusion the reason it hasn't come together, there's no Reagans and Tip O'Neills in Washington, D.C. anymore.